After students at Peacock Collegiate celebrated Multicultural Week with a cultural fair one day earlier, a second iteration of the fair was organized by the Moose Jaw Multicultural Council, MJMC, for students at Central Collegiate to explore different cultures and sample new foods on November 23. The cultural fair is an annual event. This week is actually coined Multiculturalism Week, so we try to host cultural fairs during this week, explained Nick Cochran, who organizes the fair on behalf of the MJMC. The idea for the cultural fair came after an influx of new students from different backgrounds entered Moose Jaw's school system in recent years. Ever since, the fair has become a permanent tradition at both Peacock and Central. Because our high schools have grown in size with a lot of newcomer students, it was decided that it would be a good idea to have our students showcase their countries so that all the student body can learn where they came from, what are their traditions, what are their foods, and what is their music or their dance, things like that, she explained. The biggest takeaway from this cultural fair is the diversity being celebrated in the schools, and also just the educational piece of it. The awareness so that those who may be Canadian-born and raised can take a look and see what's out there, who's in our student body, and what cultures we have as an educational piece. As part of her duty as a settlement worker with the MJMC, Cochran speaks to the students ahead of time and explains the meaning behind the yearly fair. I go into their classrooms in about the beginning of October, and then I talk about the cultural fair and we talk about cultural inclusivity and awareness. I give them details about the cultural fair, like what the expectations are, Cochran explained. They put out poster boards for the particular country they want to represent, and then they have the choice if they want to prepare food from that culture or that country. They can then bring it here to share. The format is the same at each school. For their project, every student has the chance to explore a country or culture of their choosing. This can be either a celebration of their cultural heritage or a unique opportunity to explore a culture they wish to learn more about. Part of the significance in learning through food comes from the ability to share something experienced at home in a more immersive sense. A lot of the foods we have today, at the fair, are not going to be available locally. Again, I think it's just a great experience for kids to prepare something that they enjoy eating at home, and then be able to share it with their peers, explained Cochran. Many student vendors brought in traditional family recipes, and in one example, representatives for Afghanistan delivered an entire buffet for guests to sample. A few of their selections included homemade chocolate and a custard made from vanilla and milk. It's just nice to see all the different flavors of the world come together, said Cochran. Guests entered the gymnasium free of charge, and for only $1 per ticket, students could purchase a sample from any of the vendors. After the event, proceeds will go toward a scholarship offered by the school. I want to say thanks to all the students and staff at Central. It's a big event, and they really help bring it together with all the planning and the research and talking with their parents and getting food prepared. It's a big undertaking, Cochran said with gratitude. It's really nice to see students come together and learn about one another. Cochran concluded. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, MooseJawToday.com will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark MooseJawToday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.